It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Offensive side, it looked like last game, like Polk and Douglas were a little upset that they weren't getting the ball at certain points.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on the offense?
One thing I would say is, as a team, like, we don't want to show or voice our frustrations on the field like that, as visible to everyone. I will say, look, it's good to have guys that want to go out there and make plays, guys that want to go out there and compete. And it's a natural human instinct to be frustrated when things aren't going your way. Look, things aren't going our way as a team right now. And am I frustrated? You know, absolutely. But I understand that we have a lot of work to do. It's the first quarter of the season. Now we're going into the second quarter of the season, and hopefully we're getting better.
I love that from Gerard Mayo. We don't want to be the team that voices or shows that kind of emotion. That's like saying we can't preach that job security is ball security and then let the guys keep playing through it. It's like, all of this is just too late. Like,
I could have swore Mayo said he wants his guys to say how they feel.
And it's like, on top of it, too, yeah. It's such an about face. You're right. It's like, no. We want to let the guys be themselves, and it's okay. What did he say about Matt Judon after Judon was, like, showing him up? He's like,
yeah, that was great.
Yeah, we want to let the guys express themselves.
I know.
Now he's like, nope, can't do that. Can't show or voice any of that displeasure out there. And I'm sorry, Gerard, but they're all doing it. Like, you don't want guys to voice their complaints? Devon Godshaw was on this radio show on Patriots Monday saying his teammates are selfish.
Yeah.
You got Jalen Polk and, more specifically, Pop Douglas stomping around on the field, showing up their quarterback or showing up their offensive coordinator or whoever. And so it is becoming a problem, and Sunday is going to be a big test.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just it's 3 straight losses, first of all. So regardless of what everybody has said in the, you know, or acted on the field, said in the media and all that other stuff, 3 straight losses. Just your second home game, and it's your first home game after consecutive non-competitive games. So how do you respond? But then a veteran player, calls out the team for being selfish, and then all the coaches and the coordinators are like, yeah, true. So if they get that fixed, great. Like, all right, maybe message received. Like, maybe good job, Devon Godshaw, getting out there and calling everybody out. And maybe, and this is a great opportunity, you're not playing the Buffalo Bills this week. You're not playing the Kansas City Chiefs this week. You're playing a wounded Miami Dolphins team. So maybe it'll be a lot easier to sort of get the results that you're looking for because everything changes based on the scoreboard. No, right? Like you can play poorly, you can even fumble, but if you win, it's like you got away with one. But anytime you lose, especially when you lose the way that they have the last couple of weeks, everything is even worse.
Right, and so when I say it's a test for Mayo and his hold on the team. We talked about this yesterday, and it's the final hour of Jones and Keefe. We have Grab Bag coming up 15 minutes from now. We'll check in and see what WEEI Afternoons with Arcand and Hart have. They got an interesting answer out of Schefter yesterday about the approach with Drake May. If Jerod Mayo doesn't have a strong culture and locker room, then what does he bring to the table? Like, what does he do? And so Sunday's a big test for that. And he gave an interesting answer about that actually yesterday. We didn't pull it, but I was reading through the transcript and listening to his press conference yesterday. He's like, well, you know, this happened with Kyle Shanahan. This happened with Dan Campbell. Like, a lot of people doubted them early on in their tenure, which is fair.
Yeah.
Those guys went through it.
Yeah.
Something tells me this guy isn't Shanahan or Campbell, but let's see. I mean, those are guys who turned it around and
Campbell's
were much
a good example
early on.
Though.
It is. Ex-player.
Campbell's a better example than Shanahan.
Sure.
At least Shanahan, you know, came from a spot where you're like, oh, he can get offenses going. Like, he had a defined skill set, and you're just waiting for him to apply it to his team.
Right,
Campbell was such a wild card. Well, I was like, this isn't going to work, and then
Campbell
I was
wrong. Campbell was a culture guy. Campbell culture was guy. A culture, locker room, good vibes guy, which is what Mayo is as an ex-player.
Like, is he even Mayo is at least more associated with defense. With Campbell, you're like, offense, defense? I was like, what is he? He's a former player, and he's like a rah-rah guy, and he's an emotional guy, but players love him. And, yeah, you don't see people squawking about Campbell. So that's what it's going to need to be for Mayo. But I also think, to spin it positive, it's times like this where it can really help. It can go in arrow pointing up across the board. You face a little bit of adversity, and then you respond well to it. Like, then it's easy to rally around Mayo. Same thing that happened with Campbell, I'm sure, early on in Detroit.
If that happens, yes. Interesting text here, 37937. Maybe this is a response to the Tommy Currens of the world. He'll be on WEEI Afternoons today.
That's right.
At 3:30. Curran said they have a good locker room on Tuesday, which I questioned. And he said he ultimately landed on, well, it's better than last year.
Yeah, graded on a curve based on recent Patriot locker rooms. Okay. This one's better than last year.
Is it? The text line points out, how is the locker room a better atmosphere than last year? At least last year, people weren't openly complaining left and right.
So I think
there was plenty of whispering off the record, and it was a bad locker room. I'm not saying it was a good locker room last year, but it is more of an open, on-the-record revolt, isn't it, than last year?
Okay, maybe publicly, maybe it's a little bit worse, but I don't know if that is what really matters. Because like inside, by the time last year ended, we found out that Bill Belichick, the head coach, wasn't talking to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Wasn't talking to him.
Yeah. I don't think him and Mayo were doing much
talking
either.
Correct. Same thing. Yeah. So you have the guy who is the coach in waiting and is also one of the top defensive coaches on the team, and they have a fractured relationship. I'm sure Bill O'Brien was just like throwing his hands up in the air, like, you brought me into this, like, to clean this? Like, what is even this? I don't think he was thrilled with the situation.
No.
So you have angry coordinators, coaches, quarterbacks. Everybody was annoyed about everything. So I certainly don't think it was great by any sense last year.
No, but it's fair to wonder as a fan.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it very clearly. I mean, I don't remember Devon Godchow calling radio shows last year and calling everybody selfish. I don't necessarily even remember the bad body language from Polk and Pop Douglas a year ago. I mean, Polk wasn't on the team. But I don't remember the receivers having that kind of body language.
You had like pouty Mac Jones.
Yeah.
There was obviously that.
The quarterback.
Yeah, right.
But I don't remember receivers necessarily. Maybe I'm misremembering or I've forgotten. But the Polk and Pop Douglas stuff, and specifically with Pop Douglas. And if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, I was until I read Phil Perry yesterday. I didn't realize how bad Douglas and Polk were, I guess, on tape. Bad body language, kind of stamping their feet, throwing their arms up, showing up either Brissett or their coaches, whomever. Pop Douglas actually apologized about this. He talked to Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston. He said, that's horrible. The people who watch me, I don't want anybody seeing that and thinking it's okay. It's not okay. It affects other people. People can take it and run and think it's something else. It's not. That stuff can hurt the team. I'm not that person. I'm out there trying to help the team. Now, he went on to say it wasn't just about him. It was about their third down struggles, but he said that was on me. I apologize to everybody who's seen it, honestly. Pop Douglas, 2 weeks ago, going into the Jets game, had been complaining about not getting the ball enough. Well, if you put on the tape,
Pop on the tape, Douglas.
You're going to see me open. And now twice in 4 weeks, a guy who, as you've pointed out numerous times, Keith, has never gotten in the end zone
as a professional.
You know, he
a guy who's pacing for 400 yards, a sixth-round pick out of Liberty.
Do you know that
this guy's starting to be maybe more of a problem than he's worth?
Did you know that in his rookie year with the Patriots, N'Keal Harry scored 2 touchdowns and Pop Douglas has 0?
Sounds high.
N'Keal Harry has 5 career touchdowns.
It should have been 3.
I was literally just going to say
that. Again. You're right.
Oh, blame the refs. Those refs, if they didn't call it a bounce against Kansas City,
right.
He'd have 3. But that's what I'm saying. Like, no touchdowns?
Nope.
He has no touchdowns, and he's calling people out. No,
I mean,
this
to be fair, Jakobi Meyers didn't have a touchdown for how many games?
Good point.
That is a good point.
Good point. That's the best example. That's who Pop Douglas should be pointing to. Be like, this guy's pretty good. He didn't have any touchdowns for a while.
Yeah, he also didn't complain about not getting the ball that I remember. Jakobi Meyers never said squat.
Myers didn't say a word, and then he just was great, and then Bill still didn't like him and got rid of him. You're like, what the hell? Imagine if he did say something. He would have even made it through his first contract.
That's a good one. Dubs 985. Jared Goff has more touchdowns than Pop Douglas.
Good
does.
Point. Yeah. Jared Goff has more receiving
Chiefs lineman
touchdowns. And that one, the big fellow from the Chiefs. Big hog from the Chiefs out there catching passes. But no, but this weekend, based on the defense and them playing selfish and Pop Douglas and Jalen Polk being upset on the sideline, there's a lot kind of at stake or to watch, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the team stinks, and guess what? So are the Miami Dolphins. This is going to be one of those games that we are going to watch all 3 hours and be like, what is this? It'll never appear on Red Zone. If you're watching Red Zone, you'll never see the game. It'll probably never pop on.
Neither team ever gets in the Red Zone.
I doubt it.
Maybe if they turn it over in their own end, the other team just starts there.
We turned it over inside the 15.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, Snoop Huntley starts at the 15 in the Red Zone.
Here's
red
the
zone
scoop.
It's like a 63-yard field goal.
Maybe, they'll jump in with that. Maybe Ramondre fumbles and it's a scoop and score for the Dolphins. They show you that. But this is not going to be one of the more exciting games of the weekend. What's the over-under?
I just looked it up. Don't look it up. Do you take a guess?
38.
36.5.
Oh,
that has to be
literally Iowa from last year.
Oh, this is the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Are there any other games in the 30s this weekend? My guess is no, but let me just double check that.
Their first 2 games of the year.
It's not the lowest of the week.
What?
Raiders and Broncos.
Oh, well.
35.5.
I got Bo Nix doesn't need that many points, and he can still get the win.
That's a good point.
That's a good Orange Crush defense. And do you see the Denver Broncos uniforms this weekend?
Bet the house on Denver this weekend.
Man, those uniforms. Shower.
Oh my gosh, those are nice.
It's like the Orange Crush they call it. Right?
I see
that one.
Steve Atwater is going to be out there just taking people's heads off.
Steve Atwater could hit people.
Ugh.
He would make them pay. Carl Mecklenburg. You don't like him?
Tom Jackson. I know we don't like him around here.
No,
Tom Jackson. Boo. They hate their coach. But nice, rock that uniform, real nice.
So it's like the orange,
yeah,
not a fake orange, and then like a light blue.
So nice.
And then you have a giant letter D, nice.
With like a little...
With a horse little, jumping
little
through.
Bronco. Well, he's like bucking.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you call that?
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, what a uniform. Why'd you ever change?
Good luck breaking that stallion.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
So Broncos by a million as they take on the Raiders. Oh, yeah, they're going to win the uniform bowl. I like the Falcons uniforms. I also like how fast the Ravens uniforms were.
I don't like those uniforms. I know you like those. I don't like those uniforms.
You don't think they were so fast?
No.
You're crazy.
Was there a better uniform when we were kids than those Denver uniforms? Now, we're talking like 90s Broncos.
Yes.
Before they switched. Did they switch when Elway was still... Did they switch in the middle of winning Super Bowls?
No, I think when they won their Super Bowls, they had already switched. When they went to like the navy
blue.
So
they were, and those...
Like the thing. And then a lot of like college teams kind of like copied them for a while.
Those
like,
were
where
terrible.
The color goes up through.
Yeah, but those are terrible. I don't like those. But like, you know...
And the horse got bigger. Yeah. They took the letter D... off of the helmet.
The D got bigger.
No, it disappeared.
Oh, the D went away.
Correct.
Oh.
And then it was just
I should
a giant
direct
horse head.
My friends at Northeast Men's Health is what I should do. Yeah, yeah.
There's a read there somewhere, but there's like a giant horse face was on the side.
Yeah.
I like when he's like peeking through the letter D, like, here we are. We're jumping out like a surprise birthday party.
Yeah, yeah.
So
little,
I like
a little surprise in the D.
No, best uniforms growing up would probably be, I liked the Philadelphia Eagles Kelly Greens.
Yeah,
those are sharp,
like
as
a Randall
heck.
Cunningham.
Yeah,
real nice.
Yeah. I also liked the baby blue Chargers, which they still use sometimes.
Yeah, those weren't from our childhood. Those were
they used those?
Did they?
I mean,
like they'd rotate them in, but those are from like that's like Air Coryell.
Oh yeah, that Air Coryell.
Yeah,
offense.
That's like 70s Chargers. It'd that's not even like our childhood.
Bit.
Yeah,
I like those, but you're asking me about good uniform. I feel like they worked them in a little.
Well,
bit.
I was they'd mix them in. Yeah. I mean, in retrospect,
the Patriots.
I hated the Pat Patriot thing when I was a kid. I hated that uniform. I thought it was so stupid. Now I'm like, I all nostalgia for that uniform.
I would say Pat Patriots uniform, and then like the creamsicle Buccaneers one.
Oh yeah, no, that's
because both teams were so bad. People were like, oh, those are bad uniforms. Like, no, the teams were bad.
No, the creamsicle Bucks or those Broncos uniforms, I think, were the best ones when we were kids.
Yeah, they were nice.
I think those were the best.
Well, the Falcons, they were what they were.
They were
last
good.
Back then.
No, they were good, but they weren't. They weren't creamsicle Bucks good.
Like a red hat and a
black jersey. Yeah, that was nice. Jersey.
White pant. That was nice.
Are we missing any, Billy? I feel like Billy's an authority on this.
A big uniform guy?
I think he got most of them.
I think we hit most of them.
There's nothing like, at least there's nothing that's jumping out to
me. Let me give you another one that I didn't realize I liked until they brought it back recently. The Giants uniforms, where they write it out on the helmet, rather.
Not the Rodney Hamptons?
Yeah. Yeah, like a Jeff Hostetler.
Like a Rodney Hampton.
Yeah, type. No, I like those. I didn't realize how much I missed those until they brought them back, and I'm like, yeah, that's nice. That's a nice helmet.
Lame.
It's the helmet, I guess, not the uniform.
No,
the
just
helmet.
The helmet. Yeah. Even like the Jets helmet, I think, is better now, where it says Jets, and like the J is like a little bit of an actual J.
Yeah, like a Boomer.
Yeah.
Like a Boomer, or were those like Namath?
That might have been.
I thought Boomer with the Jets might have rocked those.
Yeah, I think so. Like the 90s.
Yeah.
You're Kajana Carter's. He was. I think he had that for a season. Or no, they had Blair Thomas.
Yeah, no. John Carter was Bengal.
He was a Bengal.
Yeah, he was a famous Bengal.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, the Patriots are wearing the throwbacks twice this year, I think. I don't know when it is.
Yeah,
but they announced at the beginning of the year.
They are. The Pat Patriot throwbacks, not the 90s.
Although, I don't mind those either. Like, if you're going to go Flying Elvis, give me the 3D letter or the 3D number.
Yeah.
Chris Slades.
I say this all the time. Yeah, no. The 3D number, like that shadow box number, or give me like a... Give me the Pat Patriot on the shoulder that you can see from the International Space Station.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like, give me that. I like that.
They're wearing the Reds next week against the Texans.
Oh, damn. Could be week one. Could be the Drake May era.
Wouldn't that be great?
I was looking at
the first Drake May start. They wear the Pat Patriots. That'd be amazing.
You're telling me that's not.
Wow.
That's not kismet right there.
So the stadium will be full that week.
Oh, yeah.
For the Pat Patriots.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, rocking.
Even if it's Jacoby Brissett, they'll be like, I got to see these.
Irving Fryer jerseys and things like that.
I got to see these in the wild.
Billy picked.
Ooh, Houston Oiler uniform from the text line. A few people texted that one. That was a nice uniform.
That was a great one.
I almost bought a Warren Moon jersey once. I just couldn't pull the trigger on it. Still haunts me to this day. Although, it may be a bad guy. So maybe
not sure the greatest guy there. Like an Ernest Givens jersey, maybe.
Yes.
Is that his name? Ernest Givens.
Yeah, Ernest Givens.
Yeah, right.
Not from the Ernest movies. That was Jim Varney.
No, not from those.
That was a character he played.
But like, if Ernest Givens was complaining about how many looks he was getting, you'd understand that.
Curtis Duncan or Drew Hill or Haywood Jeffries.
I would understand every single one of them.
Yeah, these guys are complaining for good reason.
Is Pop Douglas worth being the pain in the ass that it appears he might
be? Not really. So here's the scenario for this Sunday. Do they target Pop Douglas a lot like they did in the Jets game, where he had a decent individual day, but nobody else on offense did?
Right.
Or do they not, and he's just quiet about it? Right, because there's either he has a successful day or he doesn't and he's quiet about it.
He almost has to be quiet about it. Now, he's apologizing for his body language, and he called the team out before one of their worst performances of the year. They got him the ball a ton in that game.
Not necessarily. So,
and they were dog crap against
the
Jets.
My guy Baker Mayfield, if you want to go to the Baker Mayfield playbook, it's you do something cool that people don't like, then you apologize for it. He did it when they beat Ohio State, and he stuck the flag in, remember, at the 50-yard line? Then he was, like, talking trash to somebody, then apologized. But he kept doing stuff for a while, but he always would apologize. He'd be like, I didn't mean it. It's like, well, yeah, you did. That's kind of who you are.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't rule out Pop on the Tape Douglas freaking out a little bit if things go south.
Here's a text. 37937. Love the show.
Thank you.
It's a great start.
Yep. What else?
But stop crapping on Pop off Douglas.
Oh.
He's right. Get him the ball. I've seen him on the video and seems like a good dude. I've actually heard.
I guess he's a good dude. No, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, look, the Patriots are chock full of good dudes,
I
guess.
Oh, my God. Good dudes down the roster.
Jacoby Brissett. What did you say earlier about Jacoby Brissett?
I lost my composure for a second. I didn't mean that. I did not mean that.
I think we all heard what you said.
Sleep with my wife.
I was about Jacoby Brissett, of course. And so, like, they're all, like, the greatest dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe I don't know that he's worth the headache that he's. But we already have two incidents in 4 weeks for the 6th-round pick out of Liberty, who, like, I don't know, set the Patriots rookie receiving record and thinks he's now Terrell Owens.
I know and even the one game that they did target him, like, what did that do? You had smoked.
Yeah, it was like targeting.
You had smoked in the game.
It's like Wandale Robinson on Thursday night against the Cowboys. five yards.
Let it go, Wandale,
and you know a bunch of targets.
Not good enough.
617-779-7937. We got your feedback. We got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock with Arcan and Hart, so stay tuned for it. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It is, in fact, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI, what we didn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, we get to right here. Now, we hit on these briefly earlier, Jones, but we had the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to bring this up quickly. Have you seen the Twitch chat is now suggesting their own grab bag drops?
Good. Well, like, send them in.
Say hello to my little grab bag.
Good one. Good one.
Luke, I am your grab bag.
Grab bag.
We aren't in grab bag anymore, Toto.
We aren't. Well, send them in.
Yeah.
You just write them out. You got to send them in. I'm not going to do all that work.
Where do they send those to?
I think keef@weei.com works.
Great. There you go, Twitch chat.
That should work.
Make yourselves useful. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Send nudes. No. Come on. That's not fair. That's not what I want. All right. So four games.
Show us your grab bag.
Four games yesterday. Tigers complete the sweep of the Astros. Royals over the Orioles. Brewers defeated the Mets. And the Padres defeated the Braves. So we had three sweeps. Three best of three sweep. So Baltimore, Houston, and Atlanta are already done. And then that means today we get one game three, a do or die, all on the line game three. Mets, Brewers tonight at 7. Who's the winner?
No offense to our hero, Ricky Bonus, who we found out signed an autograph for both Keith and myself at Fenway Park back in the day, and probably thousands of children in the area. I'm rooting hard for the Mets. They spend money. It's what I want. I want to send a message to John Henry. So good. I hope Steve Cohen and the Mets advance. It's one small thing, but a small market, analytics-based team like the Milwaukee Brewers, I don't need that team advancing. So go Mets.
Go Mets. Grimace is on their side. I think the Hawk Tua girl's on their side.
Really?
Go Brewers.
So you're out.
Yeah, well,
so sick of her.
So KFC from Barstool is a big Mets fan.
Yep.
And he's been like retweeting her, like photoshopping herself at like all these Mets games. I'm like, I don't get the joke. I don't know what's going on.
I don't quite get what's going on there either.
Apparently she's a Mets fan.
I was unfamiliar with it.
Well, she got a new podcast, Talk to a, which is legitimately like
a
great title.
It's a brilliant name.
It's the best title.
I don't know what goes on that podcast, but it's a brilliant name.
I think just
names half the battle.
It really is.
That's why people love the grab bag.
That's why people love hashtag dork podcast.
That too.
Can't really beat that, can you?
Who does your graphics, by the way? It's a nice graphic that you guys had for your Dorktober.
Where Billy D. Really? I got a guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice work. Looks
nice.
Great.
Sharp, isn't it?
Real sharp.
Yeah.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive
grab bag.
I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
How about the Boston Bruins and the LA Kings tonight in the penultimate preseason game for the Boston Bruins? They open the regular season on Tuesday.
You know where the game is tonight?
Bees Kings. Where is it?
Quebecois. Quebec City.
My backyard.
Yeah, no, Quebec City.
It's in Quebec City.
Yeah, I think, right? Isn't that right?
Is that close to you growing up?
No.
No.
No, no, no. Quebec City, not. Montreal is like 90 minutes. Quebec City is not close. But right, well, I get hockey back in that city would be what I say about the game tonight.
You want a team in Quebec?
Get a, you
That's
know
your
what?
Big stance.
Move the Bruins there. Move the Bruins there if they're not going to pay Swayman. What'd you say?
Those great. Nordique jerseys were great.
Those were
great jerseys.
Phenomenal. Peter Forsberg in one of those things.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Joe Sakic,
oh,
thank you very much.
I knew a guy in a Forsberg Quebec jersey, the Nordiques.
You had one?
No, I knew a guy.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not me. I knew a guy.
You were a basketball jersey.
Guy went to high school. Yeah, I didn't have any sweaters.
You were
thinking
about but not purchasing a Warren Moon jersey.
I was that close. Meanwhile, it was on sale rack.
People were snapping up Forsberg jerseys.
I was like, do I want this? Do I want this?
That is a nice jersey, though, the Nordiques.
Haunts me to this day.
Go out there, get some poutine, watch some hockey. That's a day.
Oh, forget about it.
Yeah.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
Sadly, the New England Revolution playoff chances up in smoke last night. They fell to the Houston Dynamo FC by a score of 2-1.
Why are they all FC?
Football Club.
Real. Like, isn't it like Real Salt Lake? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Inter Miami CF.
I think the Revs should
be... It's an international game, Jones.
Inter Foxborough Revolution FC. Like, they should just go insane with their name. That's what they should do. Real Inter Foxborough New England Revolution FC. Like, something crazy like that. I would lean in on that if I were them. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Boston Celtics play their first preseason game tomorrow at high noon.
Wow.
They're in Abu Dhabi.
Right in the middle of the show.
Right in the middle of the show. Smack dab in the middle of the show. So we will do live commentary, Terry, from 12 to 2 tomorrow.
Nice.
Celtics Nuggets. Something's got to get
championship preview.
I was going to say a rematch of what should have been the NBA Finals last year, but it wasn't because the Nuggets let everybody down.
Maybe some of us would take the Celtics a little more seriously if that were the NBA Finals matchup and not the fifth-seeded Mavericks and a bunch of injured teams. Yeah.
I mean, they beat a couple of Hall of Famers, Kyrie and Luka.
That's true.
To sneeze at.
I think we're going to get to some of that, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I think we might.
Yeah.
Psst. Hey, pal. Want to buy a grab bag?
Wow. All right. Jaylen Brown was on the internet series Hot Ones. You know, the guy who's kind of like a, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how people would describe me, but I'd describe him maybe as like a twerp. He does these interviews.
That's the word we're choosing to go with?
What would you call him?
I thought you called him something else.
What
off
I called
the
him before? I don't remember.
Can you call someone a weenus? I feel like that guy is the definition of a weenus.
Yeah, okay. I forgot.
I forgot
what I called him.
Yeah.
So anyway, he does these. There's a lot of like great memes. I've never seen a full on Hot Ones. It does really well. It gets like billions of views. But you know, there's like the Paul Rudd meme, which is great. Mm-hmm. And there's like a bunch of other ones. People get a little
Jennifer
hot.
Lawrence one's good.
Jennifer Lawrence one's good. Sydney Sweeney one was good.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't?
I might want to check that out. Actually.
You haven't?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
And so, guess who was on Hot Ones?
I'm going to guess Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's on Hot Ones.
Wow,
you
what
nailed
a guess.
It.
What a guess.
Nice. Here are some of the things he had to say whilst wearing sunglasses inside and eating hot wings. Hmm.
The Boston Celtics will win back-to-back NBA Finals if...
you stay healthy.
Wow.
Well, that's good insight.
If we stay healthy.
Yeah. You can only get that on Hot Ones.
They'll grill them. You know, they'll tell me how many scooples are in the next hot wing.
Yeah.
You like a hot wing?
No. I was just going to ask this to you.
You like a mild wing?
I like, you know
no
what?
No wings.
First of all, I don't even like a bone-in wing. I like a boneless wing.
You're a child.
Yeah, well, that's
you're
fine.
A little baby.
No, you're outnumbered on this one, Keith.
What is that?
Wait, you like
boneless.
Team boneless.
Oh, I'll eat boneless wings, but you guys prefer boneless
yes.
to
yeah.
the...
100%.
Where's the skill? Where's
get
the style?
Get in the mouth. It doesn't need to be.
I want skill and style. I want to
stab it with a fork and eat it.
I don't like messy fingies.
I like to use my hands.
I don't like
that. I like to get in there.
I don't like messy fingies. I like. I want to. I want to. I want to eat it with a fork. That's what I want to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting them here, but come on.
No, I'm not cutting with a fork. I'm not going to cut it with a. Well, I'm not Mr. Pitt with his fork and knife and a Snickers bar, but with a fork, I'll cut
with
it up.
Bib.
Yeah.
Listen, I like chicken tendies too. You little basket.
It doesn't sound like you do.
I do. I mean, when my daughter's done eating them, I'll eat them and like go from there. No, that's not true. I eat them all the time. I got buffalo chicken. It's half the reason. Might be my favorite food.
It's half the reason for having kids is eating their Dino Nugs. But yeah.
You know what it is for me?
I don't like the bone-in wing. I don't.
You know what it is for me? I eat at such an alarming speed. I eat way too fast.
I have seen it in the break.
So it paces you.
Yeah. Slows me down.
Yeah.
Yep. Slows me down.
Oh, that'll slow you down.
Chicken tenders are like, whoa. Yeah. You're like, you going to be okay?
Yeah, like chewing them.
The only thing slowing it down is gravity.
You need bones to slow it down.
Yes. Take your time. You chew. You want to make sure you don't stab yourself or swallow a bone.
That's why cavemen were notoriously in shape. They it took a while to eat.
They had to.
Because they had to eat around all the, you know. Woolly mammoth bones and things like that.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think that's what they were eating. Mammoths? Yeah, saber-tooth tigers.
No, I do like both. And I think there's a time and a place for both. You can't get wings all the time because it is a very messy experience.
That's a controversial take to like boneless wings. I'm surprised 75% of the program feels that way.
Yeah.
Nice. Didn't he say, was he very complimentary of, I don't know if you were going to play another clip.
No, I have two other clips.
Oh, you do? Okay, what else you got?
This is a welcome to the NBA moment.
Okay.
Do you remember your first like welcome to the NBA moment?
These wings are hot. Is it hot enough for you?
This guy.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
He is like the face of journalism though today.
Wiener City.
He gets good guests. Do you think I would have as much success if I did the same show, but we just had like mild wings? Like this one's actually a little cooler than the last one. This one actually isn't even
mild ones with Rich Keefe.
This one actually just came out of the refrigerator. You should be all right with it. Let me know.
Oh, cold ones.
I put a little bit of salt on there. You might notice a little bit of salt on there.
They come out cold ones. Like, they're just like, it's not even.
Call the cold ones.
Cold ones.
They're like, do I come on with a beer?
No. They're like chilled wings.
We're doing like wings that are like probably cooked.
Like, oh.
What the hell is this?
The risk.
That's
food
not a bad idea.
You're not grossed out by the hotness of it. You're grossed out.
I should do cold ones.
It might be an undercooked wing.
Also, not a bad idea to just to do beers in like 12 beers deep with Jaylen Brown. You're like with the title tomorrow.
No, I'd be a little afraid to hear what Jaylen Brown might say after 12 ones. Beers.
Yeah,
your stance on certain religions.
We do like a power hour with these guys. Yeah, come in. It's called cold ones.
How about Nike? What are your thoughts on Nike?
Yeah. Rich Keefe cold ones. The power hour. That's
Rich Keefe's cold ones.
It's a great idea.
Yep. Look out for this guy.
Brilliant. Move over, Dork.
Look out, hot one. Nerd.
First, like, welcome to the NBA moment.
Yeah, when that first check hits your bank account. You're welcome. Yeah, that was my welcome, because, I told them to mail it to me so I could just feel it and touch it. Like, I wanted to see my first check. Like, I wanted to feel it in my hand.
I went to the bank. I cashed it out in tens, stuffed it all in the tub, and rolled around in it. What a moment.
That's got to be.
Would you Scrooge McDuckett? You probably should.
You should.
I mean, what are you going to do with the check? Look at the check. Great. But you need to cash it and just
get laminated like Ricky Henderson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Ricky, you're kind of messing up our books. You're going to need to cash that at some point.
Yeah.
You don't actually get the money by framing it.
That was like when Jerry bankrupted his grandma.
Yeah.
Or overdrafted her account.
He never cashed checks.
He kept all the birthday checks.
Kramer's like, you got it.
Kramer's like, come on.
You got to do it.
Yeah, it was your birthday gift. So, no, I...
The first check that I got was like $182,000 or something like that.
That sounds low.
After tax, you get smoked.
That sounds low. I would have guessed higher than that, quite frankly. Smoked. But like, yeah.
And that was like, I remember seeing that as a 18-year-old coming from a single-parent household and I just see $180,000 just hit in the first check. I was like, all right, welcome to the NBA.
First of all, that actually is legitimately a great answer.
That is an awesome. Everybody else is like, it's when I laced him up against LeBron James.
Yeah,
like, dude, I went from nothing to $180,000 in one check.
That's all joking aside. That's actually a great answer. Yeah. I hadn't heard that. But
I need to see the check once the extension kicks in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I can't even see the check after the extension kicks in.
It would be insane.
Every other Friday, it's like, oh, cool, here's $5 million. That's awesome. Like, imagine that life.
Yeah. No.
No, I don't either.
I choose not to.
I don't either. I look forward to every other Friday now.
I'm like,
I couldn't even imagine that. I'm like, I'm going to go get them boneless wings.
I can barely do my mortgage
and groceries.
Put
some gas in my car.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I can live for another week.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, let's not get carried away.
With the help of my wife's income.
Yeah, I'm not saving. I'm not saving for anything.
No.
Good luck. Good luck in you know, community college, Lucas. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. This is also him talking about Joe Mazzulla, which is very fitting. And we had people tweeting us this because it had to do with our Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer. This would have fit in nicely.
You have a favorite Coach Mazzulla-ism? You know, he really has kind of cemented himself as one of the unique minds in the NBA.
One of Coach Mazzulla's favorite quotes is like, "There's no such thing as a foul. Either you die or you don't." He just has a bunch of like crazy quotes and mentality. Like we, one of the things he's coined is like, you know, we call like our offense, or like the killer whale offense, and we attack seals because killer whales like how they hunt seals, and
yeah,
we study
work together, yeah,
and we study like how killer whales attack as a unit, and then we built our offense kind of like off of like killer whales.
Okay.
So Joe definitely has like a bunch of crazy stuff, but like it's a method to his madness, and it obviously it works.
All due respect to Joe Mazzulla, but like, yeah,
how killer whales attack as a unit.
We're good as a what? We're good as a what? Unit.
Yeah, same thing. They're preaching the same thing. Killer whales, orcas.
Yeah, I just killer whales hunt great white sharks. I feel like saying they hunt seals is not the greatest. Like Joe Mazzulla should up his example a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
They kill great white sharks.
Mm.
Isn't that a cooler thing to hunt than seals?
Don't they, pardon how obvious, don't they also kill whales?
I don't know that they do.
Killer whales?
I'm not sure
they'll kill whales?
Aren't they
not even whales?
They eat like the organs of great white sharks. That's what they do. They like go and like eat their,
liver with nice Chianti and some fava beans?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
What did Mig say?
Yeah.
So interesting. So there he is. He's on hot wire. Yeah, you get that?
How did Mig's feel?
What did Mig's over there? Yeah. He just said something to you. What did he say? No, I'm not.
Don't go down.
That doesn't interest me, Doctor.
Leave him.
There's a line drive left center field. Deep back by the wall. And it is.
Grab bag.
Miggs was watching the Sydney Sweeney hot ones.
Tommy, touchdowns. Back for BC this weekend against UVA. They got him back. He missed last week against Western Kentucky, but they still got the win. You know that?
I'm, you know, pretty good. Okay. Excited for it.
All right.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Grab bag.
Oof. Oh, this is big news. The Atlanta Dream fired head coach Tanisha Wright.
Another one. Another coach fired.
Another one bites the dust. WNBA, the turnover in the WNBA is off the charts this year.
Tough.
They got a little bit, a couple eyeballs on it. Next thing you know, coach is losing jobs.
Left and right.
Left and right.
You have been defeated by the grab bag.
All right. Horror movie of the day. It is October 3rd, better known as Dorktober. And we have been giving horror movie recommendations, and they have not gone well.
Oh, people are
chirping at me.
Oh, really?
So day one,
who's that now? I haven't seen any of that.
No, it's on Instagram DMs and Twitter DMs, which are both wide open.
Yikes!
And so I did your next on for the first one.
Uh-huh.
Excellent slasher movie. People were like it was junk.
That's not true at all.
Great. No, and then I did Urban Legend, and a guy was like, I watched the whole thing last night, and what a waste of time!"
Wow.
I was like, "Really?"
Sounded like a
you
great cast.
Like it?
Sounded like quite a cast.
I mean, it's not going to win a ton of Oscars, but it was like a good, well, I liked it.
Yeah, it hasn't, yeah.
All right, so we're going to go with a safer bet. By the way, we put this out on Instagram if you saw it, but I had Billy and Nick give a recommendation today as well. Billy went with The Cabin in the Woods, mm-hmm, very good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nick went with Dr. Sleep.
Yep.
Both are good. I'm going with a very simple one, The Conjuring.
Oh.
The Conjuring, based on a true story. Takes place actually in Rhode Island.
Really?
Places. Yep. Little spooky ghost story.
Hmm.
Came out in 2013 and it is available on HBO.
It's about
Max.
The Newport Bridge, which is horrifying, as talked about earlier today.
Get a whole look at it. So there you go. The Conjuring. The Conjuring.
You have been defeated by the grab bag.
All right. I think that's it for the bag. That's it for the bag today.
Oh, look, Billy. Billy and I. No random. Where's our random ball player?
All right. I'll do a random player. Okay. Yeah. You're right. All right. There's no
if you're not ready, I don't want to force you to do it. If you get one in the bullpen, you get one in the bullpen.
No, I always have a random player ready to go. All right, Jones, don't look at this one. This player played from 1983 to 2001. That's a lengthy career.
That is a lengthy career.
17-year career. Most of it was with the Toronto Blue Jays, but he also.
Oh. Yep. Keep going. Played Joe Carter.
Nope. He played for San Diego.
Tony Fernandez.
Correct. Ooh.
Wow, nice.
Nailed it! Billy!
I gotta tell you, Turp, and I don't know how you're gonna do this, but you gotta be ready for the Billy Lanny when he hits the random baseball player.
He does a fall away bucket.
Kobe.
Tony Fernandez, who was a 5-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove, and 1993 World Series winner.
Yeah.
Tony Fernandez could play you all around the infield if you needed him to. Excellent ball player. Career average of 288.
Oh, yeah.
He'd steal you a bag, Jones. I know that was your next question.
I was going to say, he could swipe you a bag. Yep. He could beat out an infield hit.
Yep.
Throw around the leather. Nice player.
Led the league in triples in 1990.
Oh, yeah.
17 three-baggers.
I told you he'd leg it out. Just I didn't know what we were talking about legging out there. Yeah. So there triples. You go. Grab bag. Random ball player of the day.
Grab bag.
Sponsorship opportunities available for the random baseball player of the day. Let's get to WEEI Afternoons, Arcand and Hart. See what they have coming up next. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We're almost to WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Arcand. The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 big meal deals, or big deal meals, rather, every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the Nines. What's up,
I do.
Andy? I also enjoy it very, very much.
Now, I usually stick to my very simple boneless buffalo wings with one of those big-ass mugs of beer.
So are you a boneless guy? Are you a bone-in wing guy?
I prefer bone-in.
I like those boneless. I like
same.
Those. Yeah.
Not doing that.
Doesn't have it enough.
No. But if I'm out, sometimes I'm not in the mood to
great.
Get sloppy and like.
Not same.
Sorry. Jesus, what is wrong with you?
I'll just be
it's
it.
Not even Friday.
No,
like, it's not like
every day's
weekenditis.
Every day's Friday on this show. We like to keep a loose clubhouse around here.
Yeah. Notice. I like those boneless Gold Fever, though. I'll go boneless Gold Fever all day. Great.
Definitely boneless Gold Fever. Tremendous. But yeah, sometimes I'm just looking to eat it with like a fork.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want
clean.
The whole like, you know, like wet naps
wet
flying
naps
around.
Later.
Yeah,
like, just, then it's like under your fingernails or you got like a piece of skin or something like stuck between your teeth.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want a little simpler meal.
I hear you.
Yeah, flavor.
They both can be good. It's not an either or. I refuse to take
one greater than the other. Oh. There's one that's better.
No, you know what it is? I think
it's not
they're different.
Well,
they're like your children.
I would eat them. That's not my preference. Yeah,
they're
yeah.
different.
And we all have preferences there, but we don't always express
them. Depends on what day you're asking, I guess.
That's true. What are you guys going to do today on the program?
So we have
I know
a busy,
it's current, right?
We have current at 3:30. We'll see if he gets mad at us, like he gets mad at you.
I was going to say, who is he going to get mad? Who is he going to get angry at? Probably you.
Probably me.
Probably
I mean, we have a frenemy relationship
at
best.
Ooh, nice frenemies.
Oh yeah, we used to have some pretty good head-to-head.
Nice. Has
battles.
That happened on this show yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Today's the day.
He calls me Drew. Do you think I should get mad that he calls me Drew?
It's odd, Drew.
Do you believe?
Yeah. Why would he call
Drew? Drew is a nickname for Andrew.
Of course.
I know.
What else would it be a nickname for?
No, just the name Drew.
So I
have a nephew named Drew. He's Andrew, but everybody calls him Drew.
I had a former producer who was an Andrew that went by Drew.
Really?
Hmm? Yep.
I don't go by Drew.
Drew Bledsoe, just Drew.
Yeah.
No
that
kidding.
Was my
not
example.
Is he just Drew?
I looked it up. Drew McQueen Bledsoe, yeah.
I think a lot, like...
I kind of like that.
J.D. Drew, just Drew.
Drew Hill, D-R-U.
You know what? I
made that joke yesterday.
I went to college.
He did. And it was in the Diddy documentary that
I
watched.
Oh. Yeah. How was
Hill.
That?
Not great.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it could. My daughter made me watch it with
not
her.
Not a lot of winners there.
Well, but I also was like, how can there be a documentary on something that, I mean, we're not even close to the end?
Yeah, that's strange.
Like, somebody's going to die. Like, there's
going
to be a lot
very
going
much
on.
Ongoing.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's not great. I wouldn't say it's even worth the watch.
I will skip it.
Unlike Tubi or something, too. I don't even know what it was.
And Tubi's got good stuff, though. Don't knock Tubi.
I'd never heard of it. I wouldn't know how to find it.
Say Tubi into your remote.
Also, by the way, who are you to say somebody's 55 and they're super old?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Yeah, how old are you, Keith?
I'm 40. I'm old.
You're in your 40s.
I'm old.
Okay.
Well, 55's a lot older than 40.
55, especially when you're on a reality show with 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's insanely old. I'm not on Jersey Shore or Real World right now. I'm too old.
55's young.
No.
Until you're 70, you're not
compared,
old.
Not compared to 40, it's not.
Right, but you're 73, 30, like Belichick.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a bit of a gauge.
What 55-year-old is on reality show?
No, we were making fun of Pauly D.
Yeah.
Pauly D's old. He's not that old, but he's old.
He's considerably older than the rest of them, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah.
He was on at a time where...
He's at a demo, is what we were saying. He's no longer in the demo.
Are you guys watching the Aaron Hernandez show, by the way?
No. Billy
what?
Is. Billy, I don't know how far you are, Billy.
Are you?
But
I got two. I watched two. I have two in the bullpen.
It's really good.
Is it?
Last night we saw, and a quick tease here.
Wait,
it is?
Or is
no, it's legitimate. No, it's legitimately good.
I like it.
Now, it's very... I don't know if I can... How do I say it? You say it.
Homoerotic.
Yes, it's very homoerotic. Yeah. I mean, everywhere. Every episode.
Yeah.
Anybody he runs into, it's a possibility they end up in the sack.
And the kid who plays him looks more like Ronnie from Jersey Shore than he does Aaron Hernandez.
But also...
I've seen him.
Bill Belichick made his first appearance in this week's episode.
Oh, yeah?
Cocky as get up, like leaning back in the draft room. Like,
played by a
I'll
famous
play.
Guy or no?
Yes, and he'll be on the Six Rings podcast.
Wow.
He's a Broadway actor. Fitzy is interviewing him tomorrow, so look for that on the feed probably early next week. The actor playing Bill Belichick in the Hernandez doc.
Okay.
Six Rings. Only place you're going to get
What have we seen him in?
I don't know, but I've definitely
the
seen
Aaron Hernandez documentary.
No, I've definitely seen
it. I see Keith Adam. Yeah. I'm just curious if anything pops up that I might
Guys and Dolls.
His name is like, what's his
Cats.
Name?
Oklahoma. His name's like Leon Butts or something.
Yeah, it's Butts. It's a weird or something.
Name. Marion Butts?
Marion Butts? It's a weird, it's a terrible name.
I think it's Leo Butts.
It's a name you'd be like, boy named Sue, you better grow up tough and grow up fast. You didn't find it yet?
No, I'm efforting.
Broadway sensation. I'm Leo Butts.
Okay, Norbit Leo Butts.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not a name where you're getting beat up on the playground.
It's a stage name.
He was in Dan in Real Life, Fair Game, The Exorcist Believer, which was terrible.
It's a tough name to put in that. Lights, you know?
Dan in Real Life, Steve Carell. That movie, the Steve Carell movie, Dan in Real Life?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
You, I think you've seen him. I've seen his face before.
Okay.
Well, you can see him on the Six Rings podcast.
Yes.
It's, on Fitzy. The Odyssey app.
Ooh, one episode of Blue Bloods.
Nice.
One episode of CSI.
So he's famous.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
He's a working actor.
But he definitely plays a very arrogant Bill Belichick.
Very
which
cool.
Nailed it.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, he's a real method actor, apparently. So stay tuned. WEI Afternoons. You got Arcan, you got Hart. We'll see who Curran gets angry at. And we're back tomorrow on a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keith. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.